here at our studios at 21st and Arapaho, we would have painted the visual picture of your golf cart running on the curb outside. You come in with your walkie-talkie and your clipboard.
Yes.
Because that's going to be you in a week.
That is exactly right. And I'll have my fanny pack and the walkie-talkie. The radio will be clipped to my fanny pack.
Yep.
Yeah, I never wear a fanny pack any other time of year, but I wear it for Jazz Fest because you never know what you're going to need.
Exactly. Sonia Ray with us. She's Cultural Affairs Program Manager for Denver Arts and Venues. Of the calendar of events that the amazing Arts and Venues Department puts on, boy, we are sure happy and in love with the Five Points Jazz Festival. It's really big for us in the jazz community, and it's kind of one of those marquee events for the city too, isn't it?
It is. I think it's probably the biggest festival we put on, and it's a big, big investment for the city. So it's great for the community. We love that we're investing back in Five Points and keeping the history and the legacy of jazz alive in Denver.
The Five Points Jazz Festival is coming up on 20 years. From your viewpoint, how has the festival grown?
I'm relatively new to the agency, but I can tell you I've heard so many stories about how the Jazz Festival has grown over the years. And you probably know that it started out in the parking lot of the Blair Caldwell Library 20 years ago with one stage and three bands. And Pernell Steen told me yesterday that it snowed like crazy the day of Jazz Festival, and they had to shovel the snow away from the stage so the musicians could get on stage. And they only had a couple of hundred visitors coming to listen. And now we're at 10 stages, four big outdoor stages, five indoor stages. We've got the entire community involved. We're expecting about 100,000 people. So it's grown from just one stage and a few hundred people to 10 stages, 40 bands, and close to 100,000 people. So that's quite a legacy for 20 years of growth.
Let's talk about the footprint of the Five Points Jazz Festival. For safety purposes, it's entirely fenced. But it goes from, maybe the library all the way down to 29th, and then a block on each side and side streets and stages. What's the footprint look like?
Well, the footprint is basically up and down Welton Street. So you're right. We have a stage at 25th Street. That's the Denver Arts and Venues stage. We have another stage at 27th Street and Welton. We'll have a stage in the Five Points Plaza parking lot just outside a couple of food and drink vendors there. And we'll have a stage at 29th Street. So it runs a little bit into the side streets. It's mostly up and down Welton Street between 25th and 29th Street.
Let's talk about the food and the drink. And thank you for a great website. I'm going to tell you how we do it. What I do when I'm planning it is I get the schedule of performers, and I print that out because I'm a paper person. And then I get the map, and I print that out. And then I draw a little, I'll start here, and then I'll go there, and I'll draw a little line to the next place. And that's how I catch as much music as I can during the Five Points Jazz Festival. Great website, great way to find out how to take it all in.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you a little bit about that, because we've made some innovations this year that I think will help people navigate the festival a little bit more easily. If you go to the website and you just Google Five Points Jazz Festival and it'll take you there, you can build your own schedule. We have a schedule builder on the website, so you never have to miss a band. And we also have an interactive Google map this year. It has icons on it. If you hover over the icon on any of the stages, it'll tell you what the band schedule is for that stage. It locates all the beverage stations, where the food vendors are and artisan vendors, and it lists them by name. We hope between the interactive Google map and the schedule builder, we're making the festival a lot easier for people to navigate, because it's a big festival and you don't want to miss anything.
Right. Sonia Ray from Denver Arts and Venues is organizing the Five Points Jazz Festival. Just to check in on the cash or ticket process, how does that work? Are vendors taking cash? Do you have to convert everything into tickets? Is it all Venmo and telephone? How are you doing it?
That's a good question. The vendors will all be taking payments through their own methods, and that'll be credit card and cash, I'm sure. Some will use Venmo and Apple Pay probably, but that will be vendor by vendor. But for the bars, you need to buy drink tickets, and there'll be, I think, 6 or 8 drink ticket stations. You'll buy a packet of tickets, and that will get you beverages at the bar. And I do want to say that all of the drinks that you purchase will support nonprofit organizations in the Five Points community. So it's going to be run by Juneteenth Music Festival. They're running our bars this year, and they're going to be distributing all of the proceeds from the bar take to nonprofits in the Five Points community.
The Five Points Jazz Festival is also supporting activation grants. What are those about?
Denver Arts and Venues is what we call a social cultural enterprise. And what that means is that all of the profits that we make from our big venues like Red Rocks and the Arts Complex and the Coliseum and the Convention Center, once we have paid all the bills, you know, the staffing and venue maintenance for all of those venues, any profits that come to Denver Arts and Venues from those places gets plowed back into the community through jazz activation grants. It also pays for the Five Points Jazz Festival, pays for a lot of grant funding and community activations we do all around Denver. So, you know, a lot of people think that the city spends tax money on this festival. That is not, in fact, the case. The festival and all of our grants are funded by money that comes into us through places like Red Rocks.
Sonia Ray with Denver Arts and Venues. A couple more logistical questions, and that'll do it. As you describe the footprint, where are the entrances? Because you're controlling ingress and egress to keep everybody safe.
The entrances are going to be on either side of Welton Street at 26th Street. There'll be an entrance at 28th Street on the California side of Welton, and another entrance at 26th Avenue and Washington. So we had 3 entrances that last year. We've included a 4th. And, you know, part of the reason for this is that we want people to be safe when they're in the festival footprint. So we are going to have security at all of the gate entrances. And we're asking people to leave alcohol at home, leave weapons at home. Even if you have a license to carry, we are not allowing any weapons into the festival. So come with just yourself and your wallet and have a great time.
Let's talk about transportation right quick, because the trains are obviously not running through the middle of the festival. Scooters, bike corrals, Uber pickups and drop-offs, how are we working that?
Yeah, we will have bike racks at the festival, so folks should be able to lock up their bikes, find an easy place to lock up their bike. There are buses running in the neighborhood, but obviously not on the festival footprint as well. So we encourage you to take a look at the festival map and plot your route accordingly. We do encourage ride shares, and we will have a couple of locations on the map for ride share pickup and drop off.
Sonia Ray, she's busier than a Well, she's organizing the Five Points Jazz Festival. Enough said. Thank you so much, and we will see you on Welton Street Saturday, June 10th.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, and I can't wait to see you at the Jazz Festival.